Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. If it's Saturday morning, it's an early rise in L.A. Miami and Pittsburgh, you know, they've had their breakfast, believe me. And we'll find out with the guys. It's the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, Ralph Williams, Scott Morgan Roth, minus Joe Kuklis, who's off today. They'll be back next week. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 30 minutes goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Archive version. Tell all your friends about it. Powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, we'll start with you first. How are you? How can people get a hold of you?
Ralph Williams, 737@gmail.com, Facebook, X, which is formerly known as Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can also get a hold of me on my YouTube channel and on my website, www.rwmedia.org. And I'll let Scott do his information, and then we'll get started with the sponsors and our theme and our bum and everything else. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, Ralph, thanks for the handoff. Nicely done. Anyways, my website is www.southfloridatribune.com. My YouTube channel is South Florida Tribune. No cost to subscribe. South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. Want to reach me on Twitter /X @TribuneSouth. Gets it done. Email southfloridatribune@gmail.com. Off to you, Mark.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about, boys, as we line this puppy up here. The NFL season got off to a good start Thursday night. You're a happy camper, Scott. The Lions pulled one out, 21-20. Everybody's feeling pretty good about Dan Campbell and the Lions and, you know, season ticket holders and all that. I think the key to the Lions throughout the season is going to be Jared Goff. Jared Goff looks really good. Sometimes in life, in order to move up, you got to move on. He definitely moved on from L.A. to Detroit, and he's found a home there. And he looks like the guy that kind of led the Rams to the Super Bowl against New England years back. Any thought on that, Ralph? And we'll pass it over to Scott.
Yeah, first I want to say our show is sponsored today by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, and, of course, Mancini Media and South Florida Tribune. I want to thank you guys for all that. And we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Give them a call today. If you have a website you want to create, they'll do it for you. They'll manage it for you. Upload your videos. Do it all. They have different package deals and monthly rates. So give them a call, 1-877-926-6982. All right. I want to get started with my bum. And my bum today is Nathan Peterman, who is the backup quarterback for the Bears, and he just squeaked in there as our backup quarterback. Let me tell you a little story about Nathan Peterman here. He was the quarterback for Pitt for a little while. He was at Tennessee. And what had happened was when he played for Pitt, he choked in the bowl game, lost the bowl game for us because he couldn't get it done, choked in the Senior Bowl, and I've seen him many times choke in the NFL. I call him Nathan the Choker Peterman because he chokes every time. That's my bum for today. Scott, go ahead.
Ralph, my bum is actually Mike Tirico of NBC Sports, and I'll tell you why. How on earth do you even give the Detroit Lions an asterisk for a win just because Travis Kelce is not in the lineup? Really? And here's what's crazy about the whole darn thing. Mike Tirico lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in the state of Michigan, and you're giving a team in your neck of the woods, your metro area, an asterisk for a game. Albeit the Lions didn't win pretty, but they got a win. But you know what? To me, I've never seen an asterisk ever given out in a regular season game, and I can't believe this guy, being a Michigan resident, would even do it with a team that he has to hear about it all the time. Mike, I like you as an announcer, but the word common sense does have to factor into this equation. You know, if you would have given an asterisk to any other team outside of Michigan, that still would have been bad, but it wouldn't have been this worse. Seriously, Mike, I think you better find a way to retract and repair your public image back in the state of Michigan because it took a hit Thursday night.
Well, I'll tell you what my bums are. The Oakland A's ownership group, and you could throw Rob Manfred in that group too. Any idiot that's going to carpetbag teams out of cities because they say they're losing money after decades of support by fans, and this is totally ridiculous in my part for the city of Oakland. He's lost everything. And when you look at this thing, is there should be a plan in place here. If the commissioner gets one of these new owners coming into the league, you should be able to stay in that city for at least 30 years. And if you lose money, then you sell it to a local investor instead of carpetbagging this thing in Las Vegas now. I don't understand this. I look at expansion, boys. And when I look at expansion, there's two expansion teams in the four major sports that have made a dent and have set the bar, and that's in NHL hockey. That is the Las Vegas Knights, and that is the Seattle Kraken. They have come in there. They have laid a great foundation, and no other sport I have seen in the other three sports can compete with hockey as far as expansion coming in and laying a good foundation. Now, you can bring the Colorado Rockies in 1993 when they came into baseball, but other than that, these two teams set the bar in the NHL and expansion. That's my thing.
Well, Mark, what you have to understand, yeah, though, about expansion in the NHL is it's been set for – you got to remember the enormous franchise fees that these teams are paying to get in. So it's important for them to recover some of that to become competitive quicker. Because let's face it, the NHL made out like bandits with a Kraken in the night. They really did. So you have to make them competitive quicker. It's not like in the days when you had the Kansas City Scouts and you had, you know, the Atlanta Flames and all those other teams where it wasn't a big deal. They were automatically bad for a lot of years. The stakes are a lot higher these days than they've ever been. They really are.
Ralph?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I agree with both of you on all this. This has been a situation where I agree with you on baseball with Rob Manfred and the Oakland A's. It's really sad that they're moving or planning on moving, and it's sad that the people in Oakland voted down building a new ballpark, and they stood firm. The guy that owns the A's is a billionaire. I don't know why he can't pay for his own stadium, and, you know, Oakland has done it again. They said no to public pay for the stadium, and I don't blame them for the ballpark, whatever it is. They do have a soccer team down there that's in the USL because the Pittsburgh Riverhounds play them every now and again. So, you know, Oakland's going to fade away in the sports world except for that team. So we'll see where they go from there.
Hey, Mark, I want to expand on a point with Jared Goff, all right? Number one, you know, Sean McVay wanted Flash and Dash, okay, and Goff got them to a Super Bowl. You know, Matthew Stafford is one of those guys that can throw it up all over the place. And, you know, you want to talk about a fancy quarterback. Don't get me wrong. Excuse me. Stafford's a heck of a quarterback. I've always liked him. Great mechanic, great relief, throws for a lot of yards. Jared Goff wasn't flashy, but all he did was win. And that wasn't good enough for Sean McVay. But when you talk about the shrewd nature of a general manager like Brad Holmes, who saw that, was able to orchestrate a trade with both those quarterbacks head on and got draft capital to go with it. My goodness, you know, you couldn't talk about a bigger fleece job than that. And now Jared Goff is in Detroit where he's appreciated there. He'll probably get a new contract is what he'll end up getting. And they love him. He loves them. So it's a win-win situation. I think the Rams may have won a little bit in the short term. The
right.
Lions are going to win the trade in the long term. I really believe that.
Well, and not only that, when you look at you know, Jared Goff, he kind of reminds me of Drew Bledsoe. You know, I mean, he just, you know, he'll get you the wins, but they always look at his negative side of stuff. They never really look at his positive influence, and that's the thing. And, you know, he hasn't thrown an interception in I don't know how long. So, I mean, you know, it.
Well,
I think
359,
the line,
now that you ask, 359, here's your answer, Mark. Go ahead.
Well, there you go. So what I'm basically saying is, you know, if you want to find negative in anything, you can find negative. And case in point, I was discussing the Redskins' name, and I go, Well, this wasn't around 8 days. This wasn't around 80 days. This wasn't around 8 years. It's been around 87 years. Right. If I tell you Thomas Jefferson was a racist or something, are you going to go out and throw all your $20 bills in the trash can? I mean, come on. It's been around 87 years. It's part of history, right. And you just don't flush history down the drain. So, you know, that's the thing when I look at this kind of stuff. People are looking at the negative in these goths and these Bledsoes, and they don't see the upside of it, and that's the problem. I believe jealousy is human nature. Ralph, any thought to all that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Lions, they have a young offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, who has been with the team for a few years now. And, you know, so, you know, I think that that's helping Goff there as well. And, you know, they also – You know, sometimes, guys, people go to other teams and get a whole new look on life. We have Allen Robinson on our team. And Allen Robinson is excited to be here because it's a new lease on life for him. You see what I mean? Some of these players can go elsewhere and end up doing well and doing better because Goff is one of those kind of people. And I think he's going to be a pretty decent quarterback for Detroit moving forward.
Well, sure, I'm sorry, Mark. You got a veteran presence there. This guy's way ahead of his time. He's just the most underrated quarterback and underpaid out there. You know, he doesn't win style points. All he does is win games.
Well,
oh, yeah,
let me
absolutely.
Get to some of these comments. Benny coming in from Glen Falls, New York. Benny, welcome to the show. He basically says the big problem here is not teams moving out of towns and everything. It's these new owners taking these teams in these cities, jacking all the prices up and everything. I've heard some shows you guys have all done talking about high price merchandise, parking, and all that. This is the big ripoff. Nobody can afford to go. I heard a show the other day with you guys or somebody on talking about, you know, not being able to take kids to games, and these kids won't be able to see events. So out of sight, out of mind. You know, Benny brings up an interesting point, and we talked about it this week on the show. We've talked about it quite a few times. I'll start with you, Ralph. Give it over to Scott. The problem here is the $80 to park or whatever, you know, to go buy merchandise and jerseys and all this other jazz is just, you know, it's costing people. And I don't, you know, somebody basically said a Beyonce concert, I think, or Joe had brought that up on the Philly show, that people can afford to spend it. Yeah, there's a select few that can afford to spend this thing. That's the problem. The majority can't afford it. And football is quite different than the other sports. Nobody's paying $150 to go see the Royals in Vegas play the A's in 115-degree temperature. Ralph, any thought to that? We'll give it over to Scott.
Oh, yeah. First, I got to take care of a couple things here. I want to talk to you today about Sleep Pittsburgh. Sleep Pittsburgh is in Homestead right on 8th Avenue. Call 412-462-7858. They have beds. They have mattresses. They have bunk beds. They have day beds or any kind. They have lift chairs. And so visit Sleep Pittsburgh today. Check out their website. Call them up any way you can. Also, they have no credit check financing. And they're right on 8th Avenue in Homestead. Sleep Pittsburgh for a better sleep tonight. Okay, Mark, yeah, I've said it many times. You've got to take out a loan, or you've got to mortgage your house to go to one of these events. And if you have kids, oh, look out. And it's tough these days. It's even tough for me. I'm on a fixed income, and it's hard for me. My wife and I wanted to go see the Eagles. They want $200 just for the seats up in Peanut Heaven or whatever at PPG Paints Arena. So, you know, it's a really tough situation. And then when you buy food and souvenirs, parking, like you said, you know, and then the kids want souvenirs, it's tough. It really is. 230 people listening right now. That is great, man. And I want to say thank you to everybody for that. 230 people listening to the show. Scott, you're up. Go ahead.
Well, let me backtrack about teams moving. Oakland self-destructed in a lot of different ways. They've lost three teams in how many years? That's a lot, okay? The stadium situation with the Raiders and the A's have been awful. They've had a lot of time to get that resolved and simply it didn't get done. So, you know, that's on Oakland. I mean, I realize that you have an owner that's ready to move to Vegas. I get that. But, I've studied that situation a long time. And it's just, and of course, with the situation with the Warriors, all they did was move across the bay. It's not a big deal. It's not like it lost them to another area. As far as pricing the customer, yeah, well, the customer, no doubt about it. I mean, nowadays, who wants to go ahead and spend that kind of money on entertainment when you can take, when there's a lot more choices for people to do, depending what part of the country that you're in? And more importantly, have more access to streaming and more television games, so you might as well just stay home and watch it, unless there's a marquee game you really want to go. But unfortunately, that's the way we do business in 2023, right? So that's just the sign of the times. So, yeah, I would, first of all, unless I'm covering a game, I wouldn't pay to go. I have too many other things I want to do anyhow, you know. But that's just me. That's, I'm not talking about the general fans in general. I mean, you have to pick and choose where you spend your money. And you know, nowadays, and the thing that kills the NBA is when you spend your money there, you got load management to deal with the superstars we playing when you're going anyway. So you have a lot of complicated problems within the complicated problems of being overpriced and gouged. You think about today's game with Colorado takes on Nebraska. They're probably last year, okay, it's $222 for Colorado season tickets. What do you think they're going to charge for a game against Nebraska? Over $470 just for one game? Really?
Right.
But that, I mean, that's unbelievable. And I'm happy for Colorado. Don't get me wrong, okay, Mark and Ralph. I really, really am. You know, and they deserve some good fortune. I know Sanders will be there. But it, you know what? Nowadays, if people are willing to pay it, they're willing to pay it. I just think that when you have more sports and more dates, like, you know, whether it's baseball, 80 games a year, or basketball and the NHL 40, you just have to pick and choose where you're going to go. So,
well, here comes Albert from Poway, and he basically says, put this crack pipes down, guys. We can afford to go to games if you really want to go to games. Everybody goes to a market and decides what they want to buy. So let's not start using the excuses these stadiums are empty because people can't afford to go. Well, first of all, Albert, I don't know what you do. You're an avid caller on this show, so we appreciate that. But I'm going to stick up for the little guys that can't afford it, that got 2-3 kids that are on a fixed income, that, you know, maybe one parent's working 2 jobs, the other one's, you know, trying to work one. They got a babysitter and everything. They can't afford to go out and buy $300 jerseys and all this other stuff. So, you know, and $10 hot dogs and $18 beers and everything. So, Albert, let's look at that side of the coin. You know, maybe you can afford a little bit of this. You know, depending on what you're doing, maybe you're single, maybe you're married, I don't know. But when you look at these families, I'm looking at families going to games. I'm going to tell you right now, being in the media, I'm not paying $100 to park. I'm in damn good shape, so I'm going to go, you know, walk over, you know, a few feet and park the car, and I'm going to bring my own hoagie in that stadium if I'm allowed to, suck my own 99-cent down water, and I'm not paying your prices. And I'm going to tell you that across the board, and I'm going to stay consistent with that, Ralph. It's not being cheap. Yeah. It's just looking out, you know, hey, you know, when you didn't have nothing, you're always going to be frugal on that kind of stuff. Ralph, take it away.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting to blow this show out.
Oh, yeah.
So, Albert's comment.
Yeah, I agree with you on this, Mark, because, you know, like I said before, I'm personally on a fixed income. And so, therefore, it's difficult for me. And then I'm in the media here in town, and it's, you know, this year I've run into some roadblocks trying to get media credentials. And I'm on the radio now. I'm not doing a podcast, so trying to get some kind of a media pass around here is it. And that's because of the old boys gang, and I don't choose to go into that. But anyway, like I said, I really, you know, the prices for stuff, like you said, $10 hot dog or something. And at PNC Park, Mark and Scott, you're allowed to bring a small cooler, and it has to be a soft cooler, and you're allowed to bring water and, you know, a sandwich and snacks and whatever. But it has to be small. Can't be any, like, big bag of snacks that you buy at the Dollar Tree that's huge. And, you know, one of them big bubble things with the cheese balls in it. Can't buy none of that, bring none of that stuff in. But small stuff you could take in there. They have policies. just look up their policy and see what you can do to save some money, because I agree with you, Mark. And some of the food quality is not good. I mean, it's not good at all. And to pay all that money for that's wrong. Anyway, I want to get to some more business here. If you're interested in being a sponsor for any of my RW Media shows, including this one, call Fred Schaefer today, 412-354-0436. That's 412-354-0436 if you want to be a sponsor or an advertiser on RW Media shows. Fred will take real good care of you. Okay,
all right, Scott. Let me add to this point. Okay, number one, little guy, big guy, or no guy, you have to be conscious of the bottom line. I really don't care. I mean, you have to be conscious of the bottom line. Did you guys realize that there's 12 commandments and not 10? The 11th commandment is also not keep covenant. The 12th is also not overpay. And apparently a lot of these people that are fans are overpaying. So maybe Moses has to rewrite these things a little bit and modernize it to 23. I mean, really. I mean, you got to be conscious of the bottom line. I don't care where the heck you are, man. You know, just because this guy out here says I can afford,
It's funny you bring that up. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon, goes, I'm with you guys. I'm parking 5 miles away and walking, and I'm bringing my own food in the joint, too. I ain't paying that stuff. And a matter of fact, if you get on some of these ticket broker type of things, you can get a seat at the last minute, maybe really cheap. I was in Madison Square Garden one time, and I got a ticket for $80 midway through the first quarter to see the Knicks. I'm not paying $80 to see the Knicks, even if I can get in the stadium and sit on the floor.
Well, first of all, I don't have that problem because a lot of the events I cover that are local with my contacts that generally get in. And if I'm going to go as a fan, you know, you ever heard of that thing called a meal replacement bar? You know, you usually buy them at the grocery store, you stuff them in your pocket, and you have one or two of them. And then you don't really worry about it. So don't sit there and I'd rather have a meal replacement bar or two. Chances are they're probably a lot healthier anyways. Some of the garbage that they're overpriced anyhow. So, and if I have to spend a little bit of money for a pop, big deal. I paid a whole lot more money than for a stupid pop. That's for sure. That's what we call it back in Metro Detroit. So all this rigmarole about overpaying, nobody is holding you hostage, okay, to go to these games, okay? I can't even go to movies anymore because I'm so loud. People tell me to shut up, so I have to sit on the other side of the theater, and now I've been to one in many, many years. I can't sit still anyways. I just watch them and I'll say, oh, bagger, you know what? So I want to hear all this malarkey because that's really what it is. You have the choice. Nobody's holding a you-know-what to your head and forcing you to go to a GAME. You either decide to go or not to go. And if you don't want to go, then there's a lot of packages out there that you can watch them. You pick and choose where you want to go. So the Miami Marlins made their season all year because they got 100,001 people for the Yankees. And what did they end up coming up with the Dodgers, who used to, by the way, train in Vero Beach, 34,000 for three games. Oh, my goodness. Or as Pete Jackson would say, oh, Nelly. So, I mean, get me a break. I don't want to hear all this. I can't afford it. If you want to go, you can afford it. If you don't want to go, you can't afford it, or you have your reason. All this small talk, a bunch of baloney. Give me a break. And I haven't even had my caffeine allotment yet. It gets worse later. You got me early.
Ralph, any comment on that? And any comment on the caller? What are we talking?
Well, if you can afford it, and Scott said it right, if you want to go to a game and spend all that money and be broke at the end of the week when your son wants, or your daughter wants something for their sports activities and you don't have the money because you spent $1,000 at a game, hey, I understand. You know, people have the freedom to do what they want and spend their money the way they want, and Scott's right on that. And, I'm not going to deny that people, and I'm not going to say people are stupid for that. It's just like you said, Mark, sometimes the little guys, are frugal with our money and we have to watch what we spend and everything else. I want to talk to you today about a cover band called Bon Journey. Plays in Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. They're going to be at the Jurgles Rhythm and Brews in Warrendale for September 30th. Check them out. Best Bon Jovi Journey music there is all over Western Pennsylvania. Some great members of the band. And some great performance. Bon Journey, September 30, Jurgles in Warrendale. And we have 306 people listening. And I want to talk a little bit about this Colorado-Nebraska game. I think Deion Sanders going up against Matt Rhule We're going to see what happens in Nebraska. You know, can they play against Colorado? Let's see what they're up to, how Matt Rhule is. We haven't been able to really see too much of what he can do because we're in the end of the young part of the season. I believe that this game's going to be a dogfight because I think Deion Sanders hasn't met Matt Rhule. And I think Matt Rhule is not a bad coach. You know, so he was down in Baylor for a little while and unfortunately went to the NFL and didn't have much success or didn't have any success, really, with Carolina. So, you know, now his chance for him to redeem himself with Nebraska. What do you guys think? We'll start with you, Scott.
Well, number one, I think Matt Rhule, the Buffaloes are going to bulldoze Nebraska over in Boulder. So you got the three BBs, and they don't stand for Better Business Bureau. Bulldoze, Buffaloes, and Boulder. All right, so there you go. I think Matt Rhule will ultimately do a good job in Nebraska. I really believe he's got the right mindset to be a college coach. But let me tell you something. They're going to have a sellout crowd over in Colorado and Boulder, and Deion Sanders is going to be ramping them up, and that was an impressive win. I guess if you ever want predictions, don't come from me. I'm never good at them, but sometimes I get one right. And today I believe I'm going to get one right. If I don't, you'll never let me hear of it next week anyways, and I don't care. But really, I think it's, you know, I'm, you know, let's face it. You know, Nebraska always had their number many years ago in the Big 12. I think Colorado's going to do well. But, you know, I give Matt Rhule. He'll be fine in about a year or two. He's just inheriting a tough situation that's been dysfunctional a long time. But I'm riding the Buffaloes and Sanders today.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like that one, too. And you know, in a couple weeks, we're going to see USC travel to Boulder to play Colorado, and that's going to be one for the ages, I think. That is going to be a good one. So you're going to have the USC high-powered offense with Caleb Williams going against Deion Sanders is preaching to his team that we can compete here. So keep your eyes on that big game coming out of Boulder here in a couple of weeks. And then the Buffs, late in October, they come out here to play UCLA. So, yeah, I'm excited about what Deion's doing. He's putting them on the map. He's embracing the moment there, and it's great to see it. Hey,
the only thing I want to add to that, if I may, is after watching Sanders against TCU last week, I will tell you there's no way in my mind, you guys can think what you want, that Deion Sanders will ever be an NFL coach. He won't coach men. He likes coaching kids. And I saw that last week. That was so apparent. It really was.
Yeah.
And he's not going that
somebody go,
either.
We're getting one comment saying maybe you guys should talk about next week Deion Sanders versus Bo Jackson, who is the better player. Yeah, I'm going with Deion on that one. So.
Not me. I'm going with Bo Jackson.
Wow, that should be the topic next week, guys.
Yeah, well, then, I think it should. I think that this caller's hit on something. Tell this caller it'll be a topic of discussion. Write it down. I'd love to go deeper in this debate. I'll go all the way.
Oh, yeah, and that is Lance from Pensacola. So,
Lance got
we'll
on a roll.
We'll get
that
one, Lance, next
Lance,
week.
Lance, you hit a good one here. If you're the same one that doesn't bash me, I'll bash you. If you're not the same one, I'm looking forward to next week.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Hey, as we wind this thing down, Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, what you got going. And, man, what a show today. It went by quick.
Oh, absolutely. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, and also on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can also check out all my stuff on my YouTube channel. I have several shows there, The Way I See It, which is on Monday night at 7. This Monday night, we're on at 6:30, 90-minute special. I have a guest on and a lot to talk about. I mean, lots to talk about. I was at a Republican party last night. They had some kind of thing where they're getting ready for the election, and I got some news for you about the Republican Party. Also, don't forget 10:30 coming up live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, telling it like it is with myself and Leo Haggerty. And also don't forget about Sports Corner Radio Show, Beaver County Radio, myself, Smoker Jim Frazier, 5 to 6 p.m. Check it out, Scott.
All right, well, you know what? If you want to find all my activity, go to South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. I have all my shows there, every last one of them. But you know what? I'm really looking forward to covering today's Texas A&M Miami Hurricanes game. I know it's going to be a big game, first time at SEC team has come to these parks in the last 10 years, and we're expecting a big crowd over at Hard Rock Stadium, and I'm looking forward to being part of what could be an unbelievable football game today. I really, really am. I love the Miami Hurricanes. I bleed green and orange, and today I'm hoping that the Canes can go out there and take care of some Aggie business against Jimbo Fisher. So I'll look forward to commenting more about this next Saturday. I really will. And we play Bethune-Cookman on Thursday night, so we, you know, so it'll be a sandwich of cupcakes with a heavy hitter. It's going to be a good football game, but all my stuff's off for the Tribune YouTube channel. That's where you'll find everything I've got going. Thanks.
Okay, we missed Joe Kuklis today. He'll be back next week for the boys. Ralph in Pittsburgh, Scott in Miami. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for making us number one in the mornings on Saturdays. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same channel.